The following is a paid presentation on News Talk 580 CFRA.
This is the Real Estate and Wealth Show on News Talk 580 CFRA.
Featuring the Bennett Property Shop and Forbes Global Properties. Ottawa's number one resale real estate team, 2019 through 2023.
You're in the right place for Ottawa's most trusted real estate brokerage and knowledge broker. For the fifth straight year, the Bennett Property Shop, the number one resale real estate sales team. Congratulations, Marnie. And one of your great team members is joining us on the show today. We welcome the one, the only, Brett Liscombe.
Thanks, Dean. It's good to be back here in 2024.
Yeah, happy 2024.
Well, Brett's going to be getting a big prize. He was our number one agent again for 2023. So, you know, Killer had him on the front line. I don't know if he had him on the one line, the first line, but we definitely have him on the first line, and he's definitely a big goal scorer for us. So,
yeah. Speaking of Killer, of course, you were known as one of the great 67s billets of all time. And now it's a big day for you today. I'm not going to ask you how many, but it is a good day, Marnie.
Yes, this has been, I guess my daughter Lindsay celebrates birthday week. So this has been birthday week for me. And it's hard to believe. I'm not going to say the number, but it's definitely a milestone. Let's put it this way. And one of my people, Corey, that works with me, he says, "Holy, I don't think I could have kept up with you when you were 30. So, yeah, I got a lot of energy. I'm still like someone that's probably 20, right, Brett? Hasn't stopped me.
Well, I think a lot of people, too, you know, think sometimes that Marnie is just a figurehead position. She just sits in the background and just lets everything transpire. But for anybody who knows Marnie or the Bennett family in any capacity, you know that Marnie works the most out of anybody in the brokerage. You know, very, very often do we have conversations at 1-2 in the morning when we're trying to get things done and we're trying to brainstorm about how we can, you know, go ahead and help our sellers and our buyers be successful in this real estate market, Marnie. And I know we've looked early on at the stats coming through in early January, and it's looking fairly promising for the upcoming year.
Yeah, let's review the market in so far in 2024, Marnie.
Yeah, everyone keeps acting, you know, like what's going to happen in 2024. Of course, we're always looking at the interest rates because that's definitely something that we're looking at. So, and there's a great article been put out by the National Bank Report, and they call it the population trap. And what they're very concerned about is the amount of immigration that we've brought into Canada. The government right now. So in 2023, we had 1.5 million immigrants come into Canada. And when you're talking a population trap, what it means is that your economy and your all of your different situations cannot handle that growth. That was the highest growth of any other economic country in the world. It's going up way too much. And they're saying it's definitely affecting housing. We need 3.5 million homes by 2030. It's not going to happen. They're not going to build those many homes. And what we're looking at is you can see there's another article came out. CBC did an investigative report on from about tenants. That's called cash for keys. And again, because they can't find houses and when they're being asked to leave because maybe a tenant's moving in or the owner's moving in, they're refusing to do it. So housing is definitely a situation we have to look at. Currently, right now, and someone questioned me about this, they didn't realize the growth of Ottawa itself. Ottawa right now, and you got to take Ottawa, it's the Ottawa Gatineau is what you got to look as the national capital population. It's right now at 1.4 million. I mean, that's an incredible amount of people. And what we're looking at is 25% of the 1.4 million people are from international immigration. They're not, it's not migration, it's international immigration. We have 785,000 people in the workforce right now. And what we're looking at, I thought this was very interesting. The largest neighborhood section is actually Kanata-Stittsville. That right now, the current population in Kanata-Stittsville is 147,000 people. Next to that is Orleans area, which has 128,000 people. And then South Nepean has 103,000 people. In Ottawa, 82% of people speak English. And but what I found really, really interesting is that how many people have university degrees in Ottawa. We are a very, very highly educated city. And what we're looking at is 41% of the residents of Ottawa have a university education. 64% of households own, okay? So 64% of all the households are homeowners. And what we're looking at is 36% of people rent. So we're seeing a lot of changes happening. What's going on in 2024 right now, and this is just, you know, a sort of a snapshot compared to the first 17 days of January of 2023 versus 24, sales are up 13% now. What we're up is residential sales are up 21%. Condo sales are down 13%. But what we're also seeing is that prices are up a bit. So the average sale price compared to 2023 is actually up. So this is all boding really well, Brett. And you've been meeting people, a lot of positivity out there, isn't there?
Absolutely. There's a lot of, you know, I think 2023, there's a bit of apprehensiveness across the board with, you know, some buyers trying to get into the market, the affordability of their payments and so on with the sellers as well. Not really sure what's going on. And I think, you know, Martin, we were talking about stats and 65% of the properties in Ottawa are still owned by the baby boomers. So they widely control what goes on. And any type of apprehensiveness on their behalf is, you know, it's a ripple effect that goes throughout the entire market. And I think whenever you're talking to people right now, and this began, I would say, probably somewhere midway through November, is that a lot of people have just been kind of waiting on the sidelines. I deal a lot with sellers, especially the baby boomers looking to downsize, move on to the next phases of their lives. And they have been preparing for 2024. I know just later next week, we're going to have the Bank of Canada is going to meet for the first time, you know, to see what they do at that point in time, or just largely what some of the remarks are going to be after they make that decision, I think is really probably going to get a little bit of a lightning bolt and jolted into the market. Because it's a very unique time, Marnie, speaking to buyers as well, because buyers have not forgotten about COVID, the beginning of COVID. They do not want to be left on the sidelines. You know, they don't want to see a Bank of Canada come in and start, you know, slashing interest rates over the course of the next 12 months, and then fear that the prices are going to go up. So we're seeing buyers are starting to get their pre-approvals right now. They are looking to get into the market. And then at the same time, when you're speaking with sellers, we all know that the spring is typically a busy time for the market. But when you look at the amount of people that have been coming through here, what sellers are concerned about is they don't want to be in a situation where all these baby boomers and all these sellers who've owned properties over the last couple of years put their homes on the market all at the same time and then inevitably kind of do themselves a disservice. So the smart sellers are the ones right now who are getting themselves into market.
Marty, when we come back, you're going to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of new homes. And you'll tell us about an interesting call you had from CTV News.
This is the Real Estate and Wealth Show on News Talk 580 CFRA, featuring Bennett Property Shop and Forbes Global Properties, Ottawa's number one resale real estate team, 2019 through 2023.
Marty Bennett, the Bennett Pro. Marty. Now back to the Real Estate and Wealth Show on News Talk 580 CFRA,
featuring the Bennett Property Shop and Forbes Global Properties, Ottawa's number one resale real estate team, 2019 through 2023.
With Marnie Bennett and Brett Lisko, this is Dean Arbor. Just got a nice note from Maggie to tell you about. I was very grateful to have the pleasure to work with Carolyn Taylor on getting things organized to sell the house. Carolyn was a joy to work with. She encouraged me every step. I'm pleased to have used this company, that would be the Bennett Property Shop, to sell my house and would use them again. Thank you all for such a good experience. But Marnie, there's also the good, the bad, and the ugly of new homes, I understand. Is that?
You know, this has been an ongoing story that CTV brought in, and you know, Brett and I are going to talk a little bit because we've definitely been seeing this. So, you know, there's a lot of things that people have to look at when they're buying a new home, and everyone loves that everything is brand new and they get to pick their own finishings and coloring. And you know, they got to look at how does the new home systems work. And this is sort of an anomaly. It hasn't happened. As we know, we talked about prices have gone down last year in 2023 for resale by 5.5%, which is the first time in 27 years that prices in Ottawa had fallen. Again, this is part of the fallout of COVID. And, you know, interest rates at one time for a five-year fix was 1.38%, and variable rates were 0.8%. So it's crazy. I mean, who would have thought that rates would be less than 1%? So, I mean, it definitely skewed housing. So in this instance, a group of people, there's apparently 50 of them, bought semi-detached homes in Carleton Place, and they purchased them at the top of the market, which was, you know, the first quarter of 2022, and they paid, you know, very high prices for them. When I'm looking back, they seem to be, even though the market was quite high, it seems it was still a very high price that they paid. But they paid close to $900,000. But when we also looked, we saw a lot of the buyers came from other parts of the, they weren't from Ottawa, it didn't appear. They were from Toronto area. So maybe they got caught in that market. But anyway, what happens now is when these people in this particular story bought the homes, I'm going to assume they didn't have a builder cap mortgage interest rates. When they went to close, of course, interest rates were up about 4% more than when they had purchased. At the same time, the values fell because a lot of these outlying areas that, again, it was COVID buying. We've talked about it many times, how, for example, Armprior went up 88%, which in a typical market would probably have been 5%. So prices really were inflated in all of these outlying areas. Now, when they go, they can't close, they can't qualify for a mortgage. You know, the appraisals are down. In this case, which is extremely unusual and not something we see because the buyers are locked into a contract, apparently this builder is returning their deposit. He's allowing them to get out of their agreements, and he has started to resell these for $400,000 less than they paid. How would you help yourself to make sure when you're buying from a builder, which there's no problem doing, you've got to look at, and I strongly recommend you see a lawyer to look at the agreements of purchase and sale. The contracts for builders are not standard. Unlike when you're buying a resale, they're standard agreements of purchase and sale. So a builder can have anything in there. Get a really good real estate lawyer to review them. Secondly, when you're buying from a builder, you want to ask them, do you have a bank cap rate? It's called a builder cap rate. What that is an interest rate. They're working with the bank and they may have up to 36 months that here's your rate. It's a little higher, but when you go to close, the rate will be what market rate is. So it's giving you a protection if the rates go up. Thirdly, you want to see if they have something called a blanket appraisal. What you want to know is, do they have an appraisal on the property? Because they don't have to get reappraised, because maybe they will drop in price, which they did in this case, which again is very unusual. At the Bennett Property Shop, we also have some clauses that we put in that says if there is additional incentives given to other buyers before we close or a year later, or if prices drop or anything, you as the purchaser will have that opportunity and will be given the same privileges. So you've got to make sure at the Bennett Property Shop, we really know our new housing. We really know how to protect you. And Brett, you've been getting to a lot of calls from people on wanting to assign their new home prices.
Yeah, the assignment calls started to come in, I want to say maybe about 12, 14 months ago, Marnie. And it's not something that we typically experience here in the Ottawa Valley, the Ottawa area for that matter. And usually what was happening is this was common practice in the Toronto area. For anybody out there listening, what was happening is that these people were buying these condominiums, you know, 2 or 3 years in advance. They were waiting till the market was going up, and then they were basically selling them or assigning them, as you will, prior to closing. And they were taking that profit And then sometimes they were claiming it was CRA, other times they weren't. So basically, when you saw the spike in the real estate properties here, we saw a lot of people from outside of the Ottawa area start coming to our marketplace to buy property as an investment, just as they had done in a lot of other places. And those are a lot of the calls that we've been getting here, because Murray touched upon it in the first segment. We have a lot of savvy buyers and sellers of real estate here in the city of Ottawa. We don't tend to take wild guesses. We don't speculate as much. And that's why the real estate market has become so stable over the course of the last 60 years. And that's why it's widely known as this a very, very safe bet. And during these assignments, what people were doing is they were coming here and they were almost begging us, Marnie, in some situations to go ahead and just to be able to find another buyer who would assume the current agreement that they had with the developer. Now, some developers would allow it. Some people would allow it for a fee. Some wouldn't allow it at all. So it was really kind of hit or miss. But as you mentioned, Marnie, a lot of the people that we've worked with who've purchased from builders over the course of time, we've worked with them to safeguard their investment. And I think that's been the big problem. And as we know, you know, the average realtor in Ottawa, only sells one home. 50% of them only sell one home a year. So a lot of times people aren't getting sound advice whenever they're working in the new home market, or even if they're looking at resale. But that's why, you know, Marnie, our clients continue to come back to us. That's why the repeat business that we've had over the course of the years continues to flow back to us. It's because our care factor for our clients and our reputation means a lot to the Bennett Property Shop.
Yeah, you know, and we've talked about it many times. And this, you know, as I said, I've been in the business now for 43 years, and you know, there's not a lot of people that have done that. Plus, I've sold over 27,000 homes with the most amazing team and partners like Brett and all of his colleagues. We sell over $6 billion in property, and we were hand selected to be the affiliate, the exclusive affiliate for Forbes Global Properties. So what's very, very important is when you're selecting to work with a team, Brett, when you're meeting sellers, you know, what do you tell them? Like, they can't get what we offer anywhere else and get a guaranteed the highest price possible.
Well, they talk about the experience and how we're going to navigate their property and how we're going to go ahead and fetch them the most amount of money. And I think the last year and a half has really been a testament to that. Obviously, with the transitioning market, a lot of people were skeptical. A lot of people had a lot of questions. There was a lot of handholding that went on this year in contrary to other years. And when people look at the Bennett Property Shop, they want to know, okay, first off, am I dealing with full-time realtors? Are we dealing with people who have specialists in all the different aspects of the real estate selling process? And as you mentioned, you talked about Forbes and the invite-only partnership that we have with them, that we were hand-selected amongst thousands of other brokerages in Canada to work aside with them and their affluent client base. Our marketing is hands down. When we look at how much we spend on marketing, Marnie, you know, we're getting close to the $2 million figure every single year. Now, how does that help the sellers? How does that put them in a better position than some of the other brokerages? Well, I'll tell you right now, first off, we aren't just relying on realtor.ca. We're not relying on 40% of the buyers stumbling across an ad. And especially with the new Tressa, with some of the new regulations that have been put in place, the digital marketing and how quickly we can get things done is going to play a big part in how we continue to be successful. And Marnie, we hear this all the time. We're taking over listings, I want to say two or three a week right now, from other brokerages who have missed the mark. So that's the really big thing right now.
Yeah, I'm driving down Malcolm Street in Elmont this week, and Bennett Property Shop had a sign on a house on one side of the street in the last 2 or 3 weeks. But now you have one on the other side of the street, which I know was not Bennett before, somebody else. So there you go. Perfect example.
Well, you know, this is the whole thing. Like, right now, over 40% of homes are not selling with the first realtor they go with. And, you know, we're going to talk about, you know, the mistakes a lot of sellers look at and what kind of presentations they should be receiving. That's why we're known as the trusted and most knowledgeable real estate brokerage.
Right.
Of all of the research and work and marketing. And, you know, it's not easy today to sell homes. And it's not this quick, easy fix. You've got to have, like we have, over 45,000 buyers in our database, Dane.
But the Bennett Pros did sell 15 Heritage Boulevard for top dollar in 9 days. 349 Ottawa Street, Almont, went for top dollar in 24 hours. Well done. 1081 Ambleside Drive in 3 days went for top dollar. Let's keep going here. 1806 Apple Grove Court, Beacon Hill South, sold for top dollar in 8 days. And 1873 Samard Drive went for over asking. And again, just an 8-day period. There. Oh, and why not 49 King's Landing Private while we're on a roll here? Ottawa East, it went for full asking in only 4 days.
This is the Real Estate and Wealth Show on News Talk 580 CFRA, featuring Bennett Property Shop and Forbes Global Properties, Ottawa's number one resale real estate team, 2019 through 2023.
Now back to the Real Estate and Wealth Show on News Talk 580 CFRA.
Featuring the Bennett Property Shop and Forbes Global Properties, Ottawa's number one resale real estate team, 2019 through 2023.
We're back. Dean Roberts with Marnie Bennett and Brent Liscombe. Is it too early to say spring market?
Spring has sprung, Marnie, and I know we were talking about this a little bit earlier on. We get a lot of clients who give us a call and they wonder, okay, well, we're going to list in the spring. We're going to list in the spring. That's great, but here's the reality of it. There's not a switch. We can't just turn a switch on and say, okay, all of a sudden we're all ready to go. The savvy sellers, the people who have been, you know, kind of timing everything in their own mind, they are the ones who are talking to us right now because they understand that getting the house on the market is not a process that can just happen overnight. And that the Bennett Property Shop, you know, with the teams and the systems that we have in place, we're able to work through with a lot of our sellers to make sure their home is in tip-top shape come the spring. And I know if you're sitting out there right now and you're sitting around the coffee table and you're listening and you're saying, okay, well, I'm looking at my house right now. And yeah, the spring is kind of the time I'm thinking I want to get it on the market because I don't want to do it in the winter. There are several things that we can help with in the meantime, because Marnie, just as you know, we've done in the past, it's about how the house presents. And oftentimes too, we're coming in, you know, with a very particular eye when we're walking through homes, and we're not the people coming in who are going to be asking you to, you know, we're not looking to throw out furniture. We don't want you to burn your kids' medals. Like, that's not what we're looking to do out there. But when you hire the Bennett Property Shop and you bring us in, we're going to be going through all the steps that are relevant to you. Because I think, Marnie, a lot of times this becomes a very impersonal process, a very impersonal thing sometimes, because a lot of people look at this as it's just another transaction. It's just another paycheck. But the Bennett Property Shop, you know, a family-owned brokerage who is from the city of Ottawa, who has roots here, we care about the clients that we work with. And when we're sitting down at these tables and we're having these conversations, we care about what's coming next. I know we're talking about Teresa a little bit earlier on, Marnie, and some of the things that she does with her clients. She often works with the baby boomer population almost exclusively, and how she sits down and how she listens to their stories and how she takes the important parts or the things that they feel are relevant in their home. And we're able to frame it into put it into a way that the buyers are going to be able to absorb it and see the value in it. And Marnie, I've gone into so many homes where people, I'm talking to the sellers and they're like, I just didn't feel like the other realtors cared. And I know it sounds corny, and I know sometimes people throw some of these words around, but with the experience that we have, and it is so very important to the process that people feel comfortable during this. And that is where we've been taking a lot of pride.
Yeah, you know, and it is make a difference, you know, as an Ottawa family and the name Bennett, I mean, my name is the brand. And as you alluded to, I don't need a lot of sleep. I'm always working. And when people call, we answer right away and we respond. And we appreciate, you know, selling your forever home, making the next chapter of where you're going. And we work with a lot of, you know, companies that will work with us. And again, we make sure we've vetted them. We've make sure we've worked with them ourselves. And we will help you, you know, if you need to declutter your house. If you need to decide, you know, as I said, the hard thing is purging, you know, what things do you want to bring with you to your next move? Are some of these things, you know, all a part of your heritage? Maybe you want to be looking at an antique sale. Maybe what we're looking at is, okay, we know that millennials, for example, when they're buying, which is our largest buying group, and it's sort of a transition now, buying a house from a baby boomer or a silent, they call the silent few generation. They have a little different taste sometimes, how like they love open concept. And what we have to look at is when we're looking at painting your house with you, having one color throughout is very, very important. That makes a big difference. Because when you're merchandising your house and when you see the beautiful photography we do, which again makes such a difference, you want to make sure, because maybe you have a red wall, but it looks okay when you're in the house. Well, we get a lot of people sometimes, and I understand they have a red wall or a navy wall or
navy's
color.
Okay. Red, no.
Yeah, red's a big thing, actually, in some people's homes. Oh, okay. So it doesn't look great in photography. Not all the time. We just we'll sit there and we bring in our stagers and we'll look, and we also to practice the photography to make sure how's this going to look. We also look at placement of furniture, as we've talked about before. Usually when you're walking through the house, there's the real estate advisor, and usually there's two people. So you've got three people pathing through your home. So we will, you know, look at how the pathway is, because you don't want that maybe a table is too large, the coffee table, and it's cutting off the flow. Or maybe the furniture, there's just too much furniture, because living in the house versus selling the home is different. I'm, in the process of selling our chalet at Tremblant, and we have some lovely things, but I had to go in and totally declutter. And that made the place look so much larger. We took away some chairs around the dining room table, you know, the different placement of different things, just to make it all look larger. Because again, when you're doing the photography, and that's the big thing too, is our photographers, we bring in top level professional photographers. We talked about our digital aspects. I mean, being with Forbes, we have access to the wealthiest people in the world. I mean, we have over 224 million potential prospects, and we do sell $3 and $4 million homes, but we also sell $3, $4, and $500,000 homes. We do it all, right, Brer?
Absolutely. And Marnie, you brought up a really good point. I want to share an example out there with the listeners. I went to a house just recently that had been listed for 150 days with another realtor, and I had gone in, and before I came into the property, I went through all the photography, I went through all the marketing, and I was curious, because the home had some really great attributes to it, and I couldn't figure out why it didn't sell. And when I was walking through the home looked just as it did in some of the photography. But then I started to look at some of the finer details. I asked the clients, where do the people come into the house? Where was the lockbox situated? Oh, the lockbox was situated at the back door here. Well, the back door came into a large room that was typically going to be a home office or was going to be a formal sitting area. The reason the lockbox was there was because it was convenient. The realtor didn't have the foresight to look at it and say, okay, how is the buyer going to walk through this home? How is the home going to be viewed upon? Well, sure enough, we were able to go in. We moved the lockbox from where it was, okay, to the proper front entrance. And sure enough, now the home seemed like it was twice as big on the main floor. Because when you're listing a home, when you are marketing it, the details matter. If you're sitting there, say it with me now. The details matter. This is not something where it's just, okay, it's convenient, I got it done quick, let's get it on market as fast as we can. Oftentimes, people say, you know, you can have it done properly, you can have it done cheap, or you can have it done well. You can pick two of the three. Well, at the Bennett Property Shop, we want to make things get done well, and we take the time that is needed to make sure that the property is being shown in the right light.
Right. You should coach the Senators, because that's what everybody's saying about them. The details matter.
It's so true. And I think in the city of Ottawa as well, people really appreciate, you know, the fine tooth comb that we go through with it. Because when you look at the types of people that we have in the city, in large part, they're very detail oriented. They're very process driven. So when we show how we do things differently, sometimes, you know, it really resonates with people, and they take comfort in knowing that we're with them through every step.
And, you know, when we're representing the sellers, we realize the buyers that are buying, and the majority of them are buying, have a young family, because, you know, majority of people have, the average is 2.5 persons per household. So they have usually at least one child or two. what we're looking at is we will know the crime rate, because that's a big consideration. We'll know what type of schools, what are the schools' ratings, you know, what kind of school is it, you know, do they want to have, you know, French schools? Do they want to have the bilingual program, Catholic schools? What are we looking at? We also will talk to the buyers, and are they looking at, you know, gymnastics? Where can their kids have activities? What's the easy access to get to work? You know, where's the shopping? Like, we do the full package for our sellers. So when we go to sell our homes, because you got to remember, when you've been doing as much as we've been doing, we've been number one in the world, number one in the city. We know what it takes, and it is the details, and it is understanding who the buyer is, and be already prepared, being proactive on what questions people are asking. It's not as simple, put the sign up on the front lawn and hope and pray that a buyer is going to be there. We are not in the hope and prayer program. We go to church for that. That's not how we sell your home.
And it's something that a lot of people think hasn't changed since the pandemic, because they got so used to it. Homes were moving at such a rapid pace that it was really just to see how much money we could get for it, or how much somebody really wanted the home.
Now it's called greed.
Exactly. And a lot more thought goes into this process right now. And that's why the Bennett Property Shop has been developing, you know, world-class systems that really impact the seller and their experience. And also for the buyers that we work with on top of it. As Marnie said, we're going ahead and we're doing the research about these properties before we go into them, because we often say, you know, we wouldn't sell a home to somebody unless we would sell it to a brother or a sister or a family member. That is important to us. And that's why, you know, our clients continue to come back to us. And that's why, you know, Forbes was somebody that we wanted to partner with.
Natasha is a happy Bennett Property Shop customer. We have nothing but a positive experience to talk about working with Bennett. From the moment we called and asked for info to the time we sold the property, everything was seamless and stress-free. Teresa Cantano is an absolute gem to work with. We would 1,000% recommend her and use her again. Selling a home that is also your life investment can be an intimidating process, as you know, Brett, but Teresa made the entire journey easy and smooth for us. Her attention to detail, there you go, professionalism, experience, communication, advice, and hard work was appreciated every step of the way. We can't say enough positive things about the Bennett Pros.
This is the Real Estate and Wealth Show on News Talk 580 CFRA, featuring Bennett Property Shop and Forbes Global Properties, Ottawa's number one resale real estate team, 2019 through 2023.
Now back to the Real Estate and Wealth Show on News Talk 580 CFRA.
Featuring the Bennett Property Shop and Forbes Global Properties, Ottawa's number one resale real estate team, 2019 through 2023.
Here we go, home stretch of the show. Ottawa's most trusted real estate brokerage and knowledge broker is the Bennett Property Shop. Yes, Marty and company sell a lot of homes. Yeah, but they work hard. And not only that, they give back. Marty, and you've always done this throughout the years that I've worked with, and no more special than what you're doing now.
Yeah, you know, what's very, very important, being a great part of this community, we really appreciate living here my entire life, and you know, the Bennett family. So something that is dear to us, and a lot of it has to do with, you know, my father was in the military, and he was a fireman. And at the time, we didn't understand PTSD and what people suffer through, because that was something that has been relatively newly discovered. And what we really like to support is the Canadian Veteran Service Dogs Unit. And, you know, we have a dog named Bennett, and I think another one named George. So we give, every time we sell a home, we donate part of our proceeds to the Canadian Veteran Service Dog Unit to help acquire service dogs. They're very, very expensive. They're about, I think, $15,000 for having these dogs trained, and it's absolutely phenomenal. And they're volunteers. They have also been veterans and have served. And, you know, so this is something that is very dear to our heart. And Brett, we work a lot with the military, don't we?
We do. The military, you know, a lot with the RCMP as well. And Marnie, just to touch on, you know, our partnership with the Canadian Veteran Service Dog Unit, if you've ever spoken with somebody who's received one of these animals and you actually, you know, have a chance to sit down and talk to them, the difference it makes in their lives is actually incredible. And a lot of times, I think sometimes people think, oh, it just helps them and maybe in public or whatever the case may be. But the way they help them live their lives on the day in, day out is actually spectacular. And that's why it's such a cause that is so near and dear to us. We're very proud of our military. We're very proud of our, you know, the RCMP and the police force and what they do for us in order to keep us safe out there. And, you know, our partnerships with some of them and how we help them along during the relocation services, because I know we're going to talk about a little bit about investment, but a lot of times when some of these RCMP clients, these military clients are coming through here, they're coming from different cities where maybe the real estate market hasn't been as significant or as strong as ours has been. So we're working, you know, in different sections to make sure that we're putting them in a good place, because if they all of a sudden have to leave in a few years, we want to make sure that they're, you know, they're coming out in a prosperous situation and they're not going to be, you know, losing their hat like unfortunately sometimes they do in some of these other cities.
Yeah, like Diane works a lot. Of course, she came from out east and, you know, we're with the military a lot. And, you know, she's done a great, great job. And that's what, and, you know, that's what you're saying is really, we've got to make sure they're protected. And we do so much research because, again, they could be transferred at any time, as you say. We want to make sure they've made some equity, that, you know, that they're giving so much to our country that we're taking care of them. It's very important to us, team.
Absolutely. What's on your mind for the rest of the show?
Well, we're actually starting to get a lot of questions now on how to buy real estate investment. I mean, we're knowing that interest rates are starting to fall. We're never going to be seeing 1.38% and 2% again. They're projecting that the rates will probably be down 1 to 1.25% by the end of the year. How rapid they're going to be doing this, no one knows, but everyone's getting used to this. I mean, prices are down. It's a great time to be buying. So investment, and Brett, you've bought a lot of investment properties. I'm very proud of you. You've done very, very well. And you work with a lot of people helping them find investments, don't you?
Of course. It's about working within their particular and their individual setting, right? There's no right or wrong way to buy investment real estate. And a lot of times too, it has to do with what your bandwidth is. There are some people out there who are looking to just buy something, get a property manager, and, you know, off they go. There are others who want to be more hand-on, who want to try to create a little bit more equity through hard work. And those are the people that I know Greg, you know, your son-in-law, Greg Block, he does a lot with investors and commercial properties also. But the big thing with investors right now is finding something that fits in with their lifestyle, but also fits in with what their skill set is. Because a lot of what we see in the city of Ottawa, and we're very unique in this sense, is that almost every home in the city of Ottawa can have a legal secondary dwelling. And whenever we're scouting these properties out, I can look at a picture right now, I could go through photos, and I could tell you whether or not it's going to be conducive to something that's going to make sense financially. And that just comes with experience, Marnie. And I think, you know, it'll be interesting to see how, you know, the pending legislation with regards to the Ontario government, them taking over some of the zoning laws and trying to really force the density on some of these cities, because as we've spoken about before, we have a population problem in comparison to the amount of homes we have available right now. So that is why we are consistently looking at whether or not CMHC is allowing grants. Maybe there's an opportunity to get some subsidies on adding a dwelling in your basement to look after a family member, or maybe there's an opportunity for you to put a coach house in the backyard. We are on top of all these different aspects, because when we're looking at investment, like I said earlier, there's no right or wrong way to do it. But it's really important that we're finding the most profitable way, because when we start talking about investment real estate, we're talking about how to set your kids up, you know, in a better situation. We're talking about how to pay for weddings, how to pay for universities. How can we subsidize our retirement? And Marnie, before, you know, I let you kind of finish things off here, I oftentimes talk to young families, people who've been in their homes now for 3 or 4 years. They're beginning to have kids and they're looking at the future. They have good government jobs and they're sitting there, they're saying, you know what? Life's too short. How can I go ahead and how can I retire a little bit earlier? Well, real estate wealth and real estate investment is one of those vessels that you can use. And oftentimes you can use the equity in your own home to go ahead and to start that journey. And that's something we help people unleash on a regular basis.
Marnie, you're the quarterback. It's the 2-minute drill.
Well, what I'm saying is it's going to be a red hot 2024 and you want to be prepared. If that's your dream to own or investment real estate, to get your house sold, to move the next chapter or move up, we're there. You want it, but who you work with really does matter. So give us a call at 613-233-8606.
And don't forget, your home sold for the highest price possible guaranteed. Access to over 224 million potential buyers internationally on 120 sites in 62 countries and in 16 languages, plus an additional 132 million buyers through Forbes Global Properties. Remember, your home may already be sold.
The preceding program has been a paid presentation on News Talk 580 CFRA.